remembering two things they have experienced in Pentecost. So they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, and to the breaking of the bread and to prayer. And chapter 2, verse 47 says, then God added to their number, daily those who were being saved. Do you know what is important here to see the verse? The key point is he will add grace upon us when we keep the two things. The end of the chapter 2 tell us God added to their number their daily those who were being saved. We will have experience the grace that he has given us if you are true church, true disciples. I surely and I strongly believe that you will have experience that people around you will continuously change it to be more Christ-like when you are true disciples and true church. You want to experience this one? You can try this one from now in your journey with God. You know, it's not my word, it's God's word through the Bible. First one, share your life to the others. And eat together and have one heart and worship together. Recently, my wife and I, we often talk about holiness. I think some of the reasons are because of our class, holiness class, and World Christianity class. I think most of us know and studied about Francis Assisi. He emphasized on sharing possession with others. Even Jesus, he shared his life to the others. Let me tell you what is the teaching of the Jesus Christ. It is to abandon your things. To abandon the salary that I got, $3,000 a month, was not easy. $3,000, I enjoyed a lot at that time. $3,000. I enjoyed a lot. But my salary now, nothing. I could say that to give up your things is not easy. However, he will add grace upon you when you share your life to the others and give to the others. That's true disciples and true church. Let me make a conclusion. I can say that to the apostles' teaching and fellowship are to share your life to the others. To the breaking of the bread and to prayer are to worship God. Consequently, the number of the people who are being saved will increase when you are sharing your life and worship God. Today, let me ask you again, will you give up your things for the others? Will you share your life to the others. If you have willing to do, put your hands on your heart. And please follow after me. Father God, I open my heart before you. Please be with me. Father God, I want to share my life to the others. Father God, I want to worship you. Father God, I want to give up my desire for you. Please lead me. Father, be with me. Save me. Lead me. Forgive me. Restore me. And help me. Help our sharings with others. Will transform their lives. In the name of Jesus, amen.